Thought is a very powerful thing, and I select my thoughts wisely. I select my thoughts wisely. What do I conceive of in my mind? What do I consider? What attitudes do I have in my mind that are coming out? Oh, these attitudes are my thoughts. These attitudes are my thoughts coming out from how I perceive and observe the world about me. And it's a very powerful thing. It's a very wonderful thing. But it is something that I can and do select wisely. Sometimes I don't select them wisely. And when I do not select my thoughts wisely, then I get a result that I don't necessarily want to have. And the result that I don't necessarily want to have can be something very, very negative or very, very unbeneficial to me. Now, what is the thought that I would like to have? What is the experience I'd like to have? Well, I want to be sick, and I want to be poor, and I want to be unfriendly. Oh, those are thoughts that certainly we do not want to have. Although we put a lot of attention on them. We put a lot of attention on being sick. We put a lot of attention on having no friends. We put a lot of attention on things that are not harmonious for our life. If you're going to think, what are you going to think about? Are you going to think about happy thoughts? Are you going to think about joyous thoughts? Are you going to think about thoughts that make the world go round in a very delightful, wonderful way? You can. When Alice in Wonderland was being created, it was created to amuse the children. And as it was created to amuse the children, things were said that were just absolutely outrageous. Things were said that were totally against all logic and reason and balance, and everything was in crazy, crazyville. And yet it became a bestseller. It became a world-renowned book because it was a book full of thoughts. How this writer thought he could amuse the children. How this writer thought he could give them a world that was very unusual. Now, I like to tell the story about the Big Bang Theory as a thought. And the Big Bang Theory was conceived by scientists, basically one scientist who put it all together finally, and he came up with the Big Bang Theory of how Earth began, how life began, how all existence began. Well, now, what an imaginative thing. The person who wrote this, the person who created the Big Bang Theory, could not have known it from reality. He could not have known it from any experience he ever had, because it was far grander than anything he could ever know or experience. Just like Alice in Wonderland, far grander than anything that he could ever know and experience. He went to the opposite. He went to the different attitude. He listened to his heart as to what might amuse children. And then he went forth and created it. We can create anything we want. I select my thoughts wisely. And in selecting my thoughts wisely, I come up with some very important and very wonderful aspects to my life. Now, what would I like in my life? I would like to be a very harmonious, joyful, happy person. Well, then I must think harmonious, joyful, and happy, harmonious thoughts. Because if I think the contrary, then I will experience that. And if I think joyous, happy, harmonious thoughts, I will experience that. Do I have the ability to make this choice to think these things purposefully to get the result of that experience in my life? And the answer is yes. However, do I intelligently do that all the time? Do I wisely do that all the time? Do I select my thoughts wisely all of the time and experience a happy, wonderful, rewarding life? And the answer is no. Can I? The answer is yes. Will I? The answer is maybe. Should I? The answer is it's up to me. If I want to have a world, a life, a happy time, I must put those thoughts into my mind to have those experiences come out in my life. It's not something that is going to be forced upon me. I can choose either pathway, the pathway of unhappiness or the pathway of happiness. However I choose, that wisdom will be definitely shown forth in how I respond to my life. And when I put these thoughts in motion in a beneficial way to me, then I will be using them wisely. When I put the thoughts in motion to a non-beneficial way to me, then I'm using them what's called unwisely. If I say I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, and I keep saying that, and I research it, and I look at sickness, and I have this be the primal thing of my consciousness, then you can be sure sickness is going to be a very evidential part of my life, an experiential part of my life. And I don't really want that. I want to choose my thoughts wisely. I want to choose my thoughts intelligently. I want to choose my thoughts beneficially to me. And so I say, I am whole and perfect. I live in my... Hey, these are affirmations, aren't they? Yes, they are. These affirmations are what guide me to think my thoughts beneficial to me. Affirmations guide me to think my thoughts to be beneficial for me. And how can I guide myself to think these thoughts except through something like an affirmation? I like me, 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 I like me. Can you say that? Well, I don't really like myself because I'm doing things and I'm experiencing things that are not good. Well, you keep saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, and you will stop thinking things that are not beneficial to you, and you'll start thinking things that are beneficial to you, and then you'll start experiencing things in your life that are your choice and your beneficial things, and you'll be delighted and thrilled and uplifted in every possible way by it. But I select my thoughts wisely. And selecting my thoughts wisely, I select the response wisely. I respect the result wisely. And in respecting the result wisely, I get all sorts of beautiful experiences in my life that are absolutely magnificent, absolutely wonderful, absolutely without comparison. I select my thoughts wisely, and I get the result of my wisely selected thoughts in every aspect of my life. Thoughts are placed upon our plans, our desires. Thoughts are placed upon our recognition and our imagination. Thoughts are placed upon the ideas that make our mental activity so powerful and so joyful and so exciting. These are thoughts. And these are thoughts that are really something special. And I think these thoughts, and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest it. I used to say that. But truly, that's not the way it works. I think my thought, and the power of the universe reveals them, because they are already manifest. It is merely, I want them revealed in my life now. Now, when you think of that, I think my thought, and the power of the universe reveals my thought, because my thought has already been fulfilled. It has already been accomplished. It has already been. And now I merely bring that into motion to say to myself, I think my thoughts, and the power of the universe reveals my thought. And the power of the universe, that's me. So, now, am I ready for that? I select my thoughts wisely. and the power of the universe reveals that those thoughts that I selected wisely are done. Now, when I select thoughts unwisely, those thoughts also are done as I pursue them. When I select thoughts wisely, those thoughts are done as I select them wisely. And this is what it's all about. Are you ready for enjoying selected thoughts of your choice, about a life of your choice, of a world of your choice, of a creativity that you have within you for all things by your choice? Oh, you bet it is. And it is right now. So, join with me in selecting your thoughts wisely to fulfill every dream in your heart, as I am doing in mine. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely wise thought selector. The Indians put out little nets that they call their dream catcher. Well, our minds are our thought catchers, and they bring results because they already exist. We call them into focus. We call them into motion. We reveal them now.